His party piece, George Benson, and Give Me the Night. I'd love to see a video of that. Thanks for getting in contact with the show. That one was for Uncle Mark, and it's now time to hear from Jim Kerr.
Ewan Cameron in the morning.
Now, Simple Minds are one of Scotland's greatest ever bands. There's no disputing that. And the band are back with a brand new album called Live in the City of Angels. The album captures the band at the height of their live powers on their biggest ever North American tour. So when I was given the opportunity yesterday to interview the band's frontman, Jim Kerr, I jumped at the chance. And I started by telling Jim that I've interviewed most of Scotland's music stars from the 80s and the 90s. But this was the first time that I chatted to him.
So downhill now, Ewan. Or I could turn that round and say, now you're scraping a barrel.
Jim, are you as excited about this as I am?
Well, we are. I mean, you know, Simple Minds primarily, we say primarily, we've made a ton of recordings. In fact, we're working on our 19th studio album, but the essence of Simple Minds is life. And I think it's live where our songs, it's funny because you write songs, you record them, and then you go and you play them live. And about halfway through the tour, you actually find out, I think, the best presentation of the song. And also, there's an intensity live. And I guess the fact that we've had this long career is due to the fact that, I'd like to think it's due to the fact that we're a great live band. And hopefully, the live recordings, including the very newest that you've just mentioned, Live in the City of Angels, captures that essence of the band that has proven to be very popular throughout time.
Jim, do you want me to remind you how many years you've been doing this, or do you want me just to sort of like skip by that?
I've not been doing it long enough where I can't remember how long we've been doing it. So, I think if you'd asked me 10 years ago, I might have said, you and keep it quiet. But there's a kind of pride comes in. I mean, it's 40 years this year since we released our debut album, Life in a Day. But the band itself was formed in 1977, so we're way past 40 years now.
That's a staggering career, Jim, when you look back on it. And as you say, for me, you're probably one of the best bands out there live.
Well, I take the compliment. It's a great compliment. Thank you very much. We grew up playing live. I mean, I was out the day, Glasgow the day, and I was walking. I actually passed by where we are old rehearsal hall in the Gorbals. And back in those days, you know, this is way before, you know, social networks and YouTubes and all that stuff. The only way really was to go out and learn your trade live.
Do you still get that buzz when you walk on the stage, the audience is there, and then you strike up one of those classic songs? Do you still feel it?
I mean, I'd like to think the day where you no longer feel it is when you hang it up. But we've been blessed, literally blessed, to have this life and music, to have this career. And before we even played a note, you just walk on, people are going mental, welcoming you. And I wish everybody could feel that, even just once in their life. Can you imagine what it's like getting into work before you've even taken off your coat, whether it's the office or whether it's a factory or whatever, and everybody saying to you, you're amazing.
I have that every morning when I walk in the radio station, Jim.
Well, I get it for the dog. When I'm not on tour. That's the only person I get it for when I'm not on tour.
Simple Minds frontman Jim Kerr, who I spoke to yesterday. More to come from Jim very soon. And we're also going to be playing one of their classic tracks with one of the greatest intros of music ever. We will be playing Waterfront very soon.